Welcome to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is the first episode in the series of many of an autobiography slash testimony of my life, of how I became an entertainer and ended up a Christian country DJ or radio personality, however you want to define that. So I'll get right to it. So I was born 52 years ago right here in Jennings, Louisiana, small town USA, born Daryl Self. That's two R's, two L's, S-E-L-F. Now you will know why my wife's last name is different from mine on Facebook, social media, those kind of things. For those of you who follow the morning show or follow us on social media, now you know. That is a stage name. Hunter Logan didn't come about until November of 1994. And we can get to that later on in some of the later episodes. But for right now, we'll take it in the early years of growing up in Jennings, Louisiana. Like I said, 10,000 people is the town population thereabout. Has averaged that over the 16, well, let's say it like this. I was born and raised in Jennings, Louisiana for the first 16 years of my life. And during that time, its population was about 10,000 people. Currently, it's still about 10,000 people. So for the span of my lifetime, population's been about 10,000 people. But the town is still the same for the most part. I love this town. I really do. Traffic, well, it's not too bad. A traffic problem here consists of about 8 cars at noontime when you're wanting to get wherever you're going. You might have to wait on 8 cars, and that is considered traffic in this town. So I'll take that. We are still able to pray at football games, and we do. It's not looked down upon. We don't have to fight any issues like that here. It's great. We're able to do things like that. Main Street, still perfect. It's a beautiful little quaint town. Like I said, in small town USA, I love being back here. But I was born and raised here for the first 16 years of my life. And of course, we moved away from there. And we'll talk about that later on. We'll talk about how I come back here. But for now, growing up here, I was an only child to my parents, and life was great. It was school, church on Sundays and Wednesdays, and during revival time, because I was raised in church, and a lot of music. I was blessed to be around a lot of music. My dad played music. He played in bands. Now, he didn't play in the bars, but he played in bands. My dad also didn't go to church during my growing up years, but my mom did, and she always took me to church with her. One of the memories of church that scared me to death, I'm telling you, they showed a movie, and I think I must have been probably 7 or 8 years old. Had to be 8 years old, I guess. And it was called Thief in the Night. Now, this was in the 70s. And I believe it was put out by a Baptist church. And, of course, this is about the rapture. And I remember the guy's talking with the lawnmower. You know, the lawnmower's running. He's not there. But all of a sudden, you know, the pot's boiling, cooking water, and the daughter runs through the house, is hollering for her mom. She's not there. And, oh, my goodness. As a 8-year-old kid, it scared the bejesus out of me. Now, there's two. It was one of those two-part films, right? The big reels. And when it ends, it goes. And then you got to change the other one. So needless to say, the altar was full. And, of course, I was down there. So later on in life, man, I find this thing on DVD. I still have it, by the way. The original Thief in the Night series. I still have it. And while I was out on the road, I got this thing. And I watched it. And it was funny to watch in the aspect of how cinema has progressed from that time. But the meaning was still very real. And that movie just had a profound effect on me. And it's one of the memories of church, like one of the memories, real memories of church that I remember from back there as a kid. Just for some reason, I thought about that. But it's called Thief in the Night. And I still I have it on DVD. I still have that. And for some reason, I had to find that, and I just never got rid of it. But anyway, but I was always around music. Always. And a lot of times I would stay with my grandmother during while my dad, my mom would work. My grandmother would babysit me and I would go to her house. And I remember Saturday mornings as a young child, I'd get to go to this place called Daigle's, and it was like the Radio Shack, and they sold records. It's a record shop too. And I'd get these 45s. So every week, I'd get enough money to get a 45, and we'd go get this 45, whatever one I wanted, and I'd get to play it on my grandmother's record player on Saturdays. Now, the Daigle building is still here. In fact, it's still on Main Street. It's no longer in service. I mean, the business is no longer there, but the building is there, and it's changed hands several times, but business-wise, but it's still there. And it's just a few businesses down from the radio station. So that building is still standing today. And every time I pass by it, I remember going there as a kid and being able to get those 45s. And it's just a constant reminder of this small little town. Of course, it was a muffler shop as well. So when I was able to drive and got my first vehicle, I went ahead and got some glass packs put on there, and that thing sounded great. So just neat memories of small town, of Jennings. And that was before I left, the 16 years or so. Anyway, let's get back to it. My grandmother, she would like Zydeco music, man. So I'd get exposed to that kind of music. Of course, my dad and them were all about country. And then I liked the rock and roll stuff at that time. And so I just, a bunch of different styles of music, right? Growing up with this, got the church music, got the Zydeco music, got the rock music, got just growing up with music. Now I remember growing up when my dad and them would play in the bands, we would go to each other's house, whoever band member's house it would be. And on these Friday and Saturday nights, the families would get together, and they would play. And my dad played this big upright bass fiddle, that's what we called it, bass fiddle. And I remember as a kid, I would just, when it was time to go to bed, I would just crawl in the case and go to sleep. That's how it was done. So I always went to bed listening to music. If we were at our house, of course, I was in my bed, and bedtime was 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock during school nights, 10 o'clock when school was out, and that was bedtime, and I had to go to bed, but I would go to bed listening to the music that my dad and the band would play. And then, if we were, like I said, at somebody else's house, when it was time to go to bed, I just wasn't one of those kids that would stay up. I was not a night owl. Never have been. Which, when we get into later episodes of me playing, I'll tell you about not being a night owl, even though I played late night gigs. Still not a night owl. And we'll come back to that later on. I'll just sidebarn for you. We'll get to that. But I would go to bed. I would crawl in that bass fiddle case, and I would go to sleep. So I was always around music. And so it was just a part of my life growing up, music and different styles of music. And I would hear it and hear it and hear it. And I love music. I love music. I remember watching commercials on TV, and they'd be advertising different commercials, you know, would advertise stuff like the greatest hits of Little Richard or Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, I'm 7, 8 years old at this time, you know, and this stuff is probably, I don't know, already in its past, I guess. And I'm asking for this. I'm like, Mom, man, I'd like to have that. Can you get that for me? And of course, you know, they'd get it for me. So I'd either get an album or I'd get an 8-track, man, because we had the 8-track player and we had the vinyl. You know, it played 45, 33, even 78. It just played everything. So I think we even had one at one time played cassette as well. So I had all this in my room. I had access to all of this. And I would just listen to this music. Now, and I hadn't started playing yet. And I'm going to hold on to that before I tell you about the playing time. That'll be in the next episode. But I was always exposed to this great music. And it had a profound effect on what I would do musically through my music career from early on like this. And one of the things I remember as a young child was going to church and playing the songbook. I would hold the songbook and I'd play it like a guitar. I would just, while they were singing and doing the song service in the church, I would hold the songbook and I would play it as a guitar. And the church I go to now, the same lady who plays and sings, who is the worship leader there as well, or one of the worship leaders, is the same lady who, when I was about 6 years old, 7 years old, because I think that's about the age I was then, was the guitar player then at the church. Just to tell you how full circle God brings you back around. And it's amazing. And I remember her coming up to my mom. Now, she doesn't even remember this because we were talking about it a while back. And she doesn't even remember this. And I told her that. And I said, you told my mom, oh, you're going to have a little guitar player on your hands there. Now, I wasn't playing anything. I hadn't played any instrument yet at all. And she told my mom, she said, oh, yeah, you're going to have a little guitar player on your hands there. I see him playing the guitar in the pew, because I would have the songbook and I'd be playing the songbook as a guitar. And that I've always remembered that from that time. And that, like I said, I was about 6 or 7 from that time. And I didn't actually start learning how to play until I was about 9 years old, I think. 8 or 9. It was nine years old when I started learning how to play. And I'm going to cover that in the next episode of Hunter Logan Unmiked. So when you tune in next week, I'll cover that, learning how to play and what the influences were with that. So that's just a little bit of history of growing up in Jennings, Louisiana, where I still reside now. It's also where HLE Radio is at. And by the way, y'all are welcome to come by HLE Radio and visit, hang out, have some coffee. Man, we're open. I'd love to meet you. Really would. Tune in to our morning show. We're live every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Time. Check out the radio station, hleradio.com. We got free apps everywhere. Also, make sure and subscribe to the Hunter Logan Unmiked podcast. It's on Stitcher. It's on iTunes. It's on podcast.co. It's on our website, hleradio.com as well. Pocket Cast. Tune in, Spotify, and any other source that has podcasts. Share it with some folks as well. Tell them about Hunter, Logan, and Mike. Tell them about HLE Radio as well. But the next episode, I'm going to talk about Folsom Prison, ZZ Top, the Hensons, and Led Zeppelin. That's what we're going to talk about. So there you go. I'll tell you why all of them had a profound effect on my music. That's what I'll do. Until next time, hey, stay safe, be blessed, and I'll see you soon.